Oh man, we are in the building. Tired as fuck, but we in the building. You want to say something to the people? Yeah, okay. I really thought you had something to say to the people. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of the Opinionated Brothers. I am one of your hosts, Ty Ronza, Big Ronza in the building. HD and Cousin Scrap are not going to be coming on for today, but shout out to them. Hopefully they're doing well and everything that they're doing. Scrap doing his truck driving, and of course HD just killing it in these streets, and both of them being some dope ass fathers. So just shout them out. You feel what I'm saying? Give us some love. I know life be life in the trench. Full transparency. I know last episode I called that low energy vibes. The vibes are still low. Okay. I'm not gonna hold you. The energy is very much not where it needs to be. Again, full transparency, like life has been kicking ass, and I know life has been kicking everybody's ass, but I just need to vent for a minute. Life has just been kicking ass, and I'm trying to fight being a hoodlum out here in these streets. Hey, no judgments on here, man. Like, full transparency, y'all. Oh, man, I hope everybody's had a great week. Real talk. I hope that you are doing well. For those who are new to the podcast, we welcome you. We appreciate you. Be sure to follow us for more about the Opinionated Brothers and Epic Echo Productions at Epic Echo Pro, or you can follow us on YouTube at Epic Echo Pro or Epic Echo Productions on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel where you can watch this video and others as well. Also, for exclusive content from the Opinionated Brothers, Black Hockey, Black Men Win, and other shows on our network, subscribe to our Patreon right now. www.patreon.com/Epic Echo Productions. All right, $3 a month with a 7-day free trial, and for your first month we give you like a 15-20% off discount. So listen, I know times is hard and I know life is life, and you feel me? So if the content that you see or that you watch is not to your liking, you can peace out. I'm not mad at that. But if you like the content that is being provided, please support the network, because you supporting the network supports me, supports the network, and we just really appreciate it, man. We thank you. And shout out to all of our new Patreon subscribers. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for being a Patreon member. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much. Listen, I'm not going to hold y'all up too much. This show is going to be a quick show. Again, like I said, I am tired. life has just been kicking ass. But I'm here with you guys. I'm here for you guys to bring you a new one, another one, a great one. Listen, today's show, we're going to be more on the sports side of things today. Not more so talking about sports, but a lot of the topics that we're going to be talking about today cover around the NFL and the WNBA and everything like that. So we'll be discussing a lot of that. We'll be discussing the NFL when it comes to Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa, and also the Dallas Cowboys. As we know, week 1 and 2 are in the book, so we'll discuss a little bit about that. We'll get into our clown of the week and our MVP of the week. All right, so let's not waste any more time with everything. Let's get into our clip of the week. Clip of the week. Now, I want everybody here who's listening to the sound of my voice via audio, shout out to you guys, and everybody that's watching, I want y'all to hear me and listen to me well. When you order something from Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, anywhere delivery style, and something comes to you half gone, that's the perfect word to say it, half gone, right? What is the first initial reaction that you have? Mine, if I see that I have, let's say just put in if I have a burger that I've ordered from a deli or something downstairs or whatnot, and it, and somebody brings that to me, or if I get some jerk chicken or some oxtails from a place, from a spot down the street, and I Uber Eats it, and it's halfway gone, my first assumption, and I could be making an ass of myself, but the first assumption that I have in my mind is that it's halfway, it's been eaten. It has been eaten. Okay, that's the first assumption in my mind that goes literally there. So when we talk about, when I have this clip of Gail King, okay, talking about how she had ordered a pie and she didn't know that it was not only half eaten, but just wait until what she did, listen to what she did with the pie after she found out that it was half eaten. Let us take a listen really quick.
Egg custard filling. Now, this sounds good.
Yes,
so that's what I ordered. This is what I received. I sent this picture to the company to complain about how it arrived.
Yeah. No way.
I wondered if it had been eaten or maybe just jostled during delivery because it was such a mess. And so the company said they were mortified. And I'm not saying the name of the company because I really like them. I ordered something from them this morning. But they said, Gail, it looks like someone ate half the pie. And I go, no. She said, I think it might be your doorman. I go, absolutely not. It was not my doorman. So I had asked, did it look half eaten or did it look jostled to you? I thought it looked jostled.
Okay. It looked half eaten. It looked half gone.
Two thirds eaten.
Clark, you said
I ask you something?
Yeah.
What happened to? Did you throw it away?
Yeah, don't tell me you ate it. Did you eat that?
I ate it.
Damn! Back off!
I didn't think. Why did you ask me that?
I had been thinking about it.
Whoa. For 3 days. I hadn't had a sweet in 3 days.
Okay.
And I just couldn't believe this company would send me something that was half eaten.
So you ate the pie.
Did you scrape off the part that had been eaten? Like, you know what I mean? Where the fork.
Well, Ross, I didn't think it was jostled. Ross, I did not think it had been eaten. I, honest to God, thought it had been jostled until I started asking.
Okay. So as we heard the great Gail King say,
trash!
She thought that her pie was jostled. Now, I wanted to look up what the hell jostled meant. Okay. And I was like, what does jostled mean? To push, elbow, or bump against, roughly, typically in a crowd. People jostled against me. Okay. So, Gail, you using these big ass words. Jostled. I thought somebody, pushed it around, bumped it. Huh? Elbowed it out the fucking container. See, this is where common sense don't be too common. And this is where sometimes we have to actually use our brains. Now, Gail King is a very, I would believe, 10 times out of 10, a very intelligent woman. Yes? Okay. So you can't tell me, Gail King, at the age that you're at, that you're going to look at that pie and tell me that that thing was jostled.
Trash!
And she stood 10 toes down in the, it was jostled.
Trash!
Auntie, shout out to the black man. Shout out to the black man who asked that damn question. Because I would have asked that damn question. So what did you do with the pie? Because Bump, what did you do? And the fact that not only did you think it was jostled, you thought it was jostled to the point where you ate the rest of the pie.
Trash!
How do you do that? That is disgusting as fuck. I'm sorry, Miss King. That is crazy. Because there is no way in hell if I see anything coming my way half eaten by the delivery driver that I'm about to sit here and put my fork, my hands, my lips, my tongue, my teeth to the fucking food that was half eaten.
Trash!
But no, I'm sorry. It was jostled. Whew, common sense sometimes ain't so common. Well, shout out to Gayle King, though. Shout out to Gayle King. Not too much on Auntie. All right, listen. let's get into our MVP of the week. Hey, let me say this now. I'm doing this for Scrap. So when he see this, I hope he go crazy. You feel what I'm saying? I'm really, really doing this for my boy Scrap, for real, because I know 1, 2, and 3. He love him some Asia Wilson, boy. Boy, if he could marry Asia Wilson right now, it would be hell. All right, but MVP of the week is the one and only, the great, the immaculate, the elegant, the fine, and the powerful, Miss Asia Wilson, because Miss Asia Wilson is the first numero uno, the first WNBA player to hit 1,000, wow, a band of points in a season. Now, here's the thing. Two-time WNBA champion, former MVP, defensive player of the year, what, two-time Olympic gold medalist, Olympics finals MVP, Olympics MVP, right, national champion. So many records that she was breaking this year, right? She had like, it was like so many games where she had like 35, 15, and 5, 40, 15, and 5. She was going crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Asia Wilson is by far the best player, one of the best players within the entire league, men or women. Do you hear what I'm saying? She's the best player in WNBA by far, and by a mile. But I'm also putting in her in that pedestal. She's one of the best players, period, in the world. Make sure that when you see Asia Wilson, you bow the fuck down. That is a queen that you bow down to, because she is that. She is a baller's baller. She is your GOAT's favorite GOAT right now. Like, that's just Trillville. That's just what it is. So shout out to Asia Wilson, like, getting that 1,000. I believe she's on track to get, like, 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, something like that. 500 rebounds, 1,000 rebounds, something like that, bro. She's on track for something like that. But for her to get 1,000 points in a season is no small task. The WNBA continues to get tougher. The WNBA continues to grow. The WNBA continues to get more eyes on the game. It continues to get its exposure. And Asia Wilson has been at the forefront of that. We can talk about the Caitlin Clarks. We can talk about the Angel Reeses, and that is amazing. But when we talk about the women right now, who have been laying the blueprint for a lot of this stuff to happen, Asia Wilson has to be in that conversation as one of those people who has been laying that blueprint since like 2017, and, you know, bringing that attention, eyes to the game. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to Asia Wilson. I think the Aces are going to win a third title. I think they're going three-peat. If they keep going, like, I think they go three-peat. I don't see them not three-peating. If Asia Wilson three-peat, she has to be goated. Like, she's already goated. And a lot of people are going to put the stamp on it. She wins another title, the stamp is on it, and you can't take it away from her. That's a fact. She is dominant. She is amazing. And she's a walking 35 and 15. A walking 35 and 15. Not running. Okay? Because when she run, probably she going to get you 40 and 20. So a walking 30, 35, and 15. And 5 blocks. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, yo, shout out to Asia Wilson, bro. She continues to really just blow the WNBA records out of the water and really change the game. Man, she really is that. So shout out. And shout out to Asia Wilson, and congratulations again. All right. So let's get into our clowns of the week, shall we?
Trash!
Now, I'm not necessarily calling the NYPD trash, but I am calling them trash in this situation.
Trash!
So there was a there was a situation that happened in Brooklyn where police, and let's just, in full transparency, let's just keep it a bean. There are more cops stationed within bus stops and subways in New York City trying to fare check people rather than sitting here being out really on the streets, really trying to protect and serve. You're protecting and serving $3. I want y'all to hear me. These cops, NYPD, are literally sitting here trying to litigate and muscle $3 out of you for the fare. Now, listen, I get it. Pay your fare. As I've told you countless times, as a man from Detroit, as soon as you walk out the fucking house in New York, you got to make sure you got $20. You got to make sure. And again, that $20 is for the fare. Huh? That's for the fare. That's for where you got to go. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to also know and understand that NYPD overdoes this shit. So in the case of this Brooklyn incident, dude jumps the train. And let me just be honest. Jumping the train is culture in New York. I don't want no New York cop to tell me they kid don't do that shit. Don't tell me that shit. Because I'm a look at you and be like, you're lying. You're literally lying. you're lying. Like, you're literally lying. You can't tell me not one kid, hell, not one adult, because I see we as adults, nigga. But I ain't going to put it all out there. But we as adults. So that's why they're cracking down on this fare. So a man jumps the train, gets in the train. Now, this is where the hostility kind of comes in, right? This is where NYPD, I feel like, just went a little too overboard. All right, man runs on the train. Because I guess the train is leaving, right? They don't pull him off the train. They tase his ass. Now, again, this is a man jumping the train. This is $3. Do y'all hear me? $2.90 to be exact. $2.90. And you're tasing. Hear me when I say this. You're tasing a man over $2.90. That's strike one. NYPD strike two is that when the man sat here and said, well, what the fuck is going on? Now the man is on self-defense. He's coming at you with a knife. What happens? Now the police are on self-defense. Now, I believe there are about two officers here, about three officers at this point. Two of them come out, mind you, the subway doors are still open. Okay? Subway doors are still open. Okay? Come out, you pull out your pistols, you start wailing. Pop, 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 pop. And when I mean wailing so much to the point where you grazed and shot one of your other officers. Your own officer got hit in the chest because y'all don't know how to fucking aim. And you're shooting at a man who, rightfully so, he did pull out a knife on you. But then you're unloading like this is World War II, 1941. We're unloading like we are in civil fucking war. That is how egregious this was. Because not only did you shoot the man who came at you with the knife, you also shot your partner in the chest. You also shot a woman in the leg. And you also grazed the man in the head. What are we doing?
Trash!
Y'all are sitting here. Protect and serve what?
Trash!
I don't even want y'all protected. Don't protect nothing. Don't protect shit. Don't protect me from shit because I'm scared of y'all niggas. I'm already scared of y'all niggas just because y'all already know the deal. Now y'all letting loose. None of y'all couldn't sit here and grab that man to the ground. None of y'all know fucking hand. See, we talk a lot about, oh, niggas don't know how to sit here and use their hands anymore. Obviously, the fucking police don't either.
Trash!
There was a time where police used to sit here and be able to, at least with a knife, nigga, have the hand-eye coordination to fucking die. You know, block your shit and, you know, take your knife by force, not by fucking gunfire. And again, not by gunfire to where y'all spraying the fucking subway to the point where a woman gets shot. A man gets grazed in the leg. And how the fuck, and this is what baffles me, how the fuck do you shoot your own partner?
Trash!
How? There wasn't a different way to handle this from the beginning? See, I'm going back to the beginning because y'all tased the nigga. Y'all didn't bring the nigga off. I've seen y'all how y'all handle this shit. I've seen NYPD handle the fair invaders, quote unquote. And nigga, y'all ain't never tasing the nigga when I'm... What? And trust me, a nigga take the 2 train. So y'all never tasing a nigga when I see y'all take... So why are y'all tasing? Tasing? And then y'all get upset when a nigga ain't down? These are my New York cousins. Tasing don't fuck with them. Nigga, what are you talking about? I would have been on 10 too. Like, nigga, damn. All you had to do was take me off the fucking train cart. Which usually y'all do, but y'all wanted to, I guess y'all wanted to sit here and have some cojones. I guess y'all wanted to sit here and have big balls and do this dumb shit. Because to me, this is what it is. Dumb shit. How are y'all protecting and serving when y'all are literally sitting here hurting the serve? The people that you're supposed to protect and serve, you're damn near hurting and killing.
Trash!
But, of course, that's not how the media is going to spin that. That's not how the mayor is going to look at that. Hell, that's not even how the NYPD is going to look at that. Oh, no. Well, one of our officers got hit in duty trying to protect the people. Bop, bop, bop. How are you trying to protect the people from an invader who's just trying to get on the train who didn't do anything to nobody? As a Detroiter, as an outsider looking in, most of the time, from what I've seen over the last 4 to 5 years being here, most of the time, my New York cousins are rushing to the train or not paying the fare because they're late. They're trying to rush to the train. They're trying to get to the fucking train because once that 7:15 train goes, that next train that comes at maybe 7:20, 7:25, that's not the train they need. That's not the train they need. Do you get what I'm saying? That is not the train that they need. The train that they need is the one that they're rushing. Most of them are rushing. Half of them to almost all of them are rushing. Y'all get what I'm saying? We're rushing to get where shit needs to go. I was just so flabbergasted that y'all sat here and tased the man. Because, again, in the 4 to 5 years that I've seen people jump, go through the door, do whatever for fair invaders, quote unquote, I've never seen the cops ever sit here and tase the person that just sat here and didn't pay for their fare. Never. Whether it be a crowded subway station or not. So when I'm saying that it's excessive, it's excessive. It's fucking excessive. For what? He didn't come at y'all beforehand. Nigga just jumped the train. And now you would think jumping the train is a 25 to 30. 25 to life. God damn. I'm like, not y'all tased and did a mass shooting in the Brooklyn subway. And then got the nerve in the media to go to sit here and tell us, oh, well, we were trying to protect the people. Y'all weren't trying to protect the people. Y'all fucking damn near killed the people.
Trash!
But hey, we don't know nothing, right? Okay, that's crazy as hell. Let's stick with this topic of police. You feel what I'm saying? So let's talk about Tyreek Hill real quick. Right or wrong, right? So I meant to talk about this last week, but we wanted to make sure all the body cam footage was out. We wanted to make sure all of the everything that was basically, you know, formulated with Tyreek Hill and everything. Oh, no, that's not the picture I needed. Was out and ready to go. So when we talk about Tyreek Hill, Tyreek Hill was on his way to, I believe, what is that? Nope, that's not the picture either. Jesus Christ, where's my picture? He was on his way to the game where he was pulled over by Miami-Dade County Police. And from what I got, from the information that I received, my man was in a lane that was specifically, allegedly, I believe this is true, that is specifically for players who are on their way to the game, right? So he got pulled over, particularly for speeding. Okay. You got particularly pulled over for speeding. Now, in the body cam, you see that Tyreek is telling them basically, hey, I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm late to a game. Don't beat on my window like that. I'm not going to lie. Tyreek Hill was a little aggressive to the cop. And see, sometimes black men, see, we want to justify our aggressiveness to the cop or justify why we are aggressive in that moment to the cop, right? Everybody that I've heard talk about the situation, I agree with. Two things can be true here. One, Tyreek Hill, you are a black man in a Ferrari. Miami knows who the fuck you are. The cops know who the fuck you are, Tyreek. You understand what I'm saying? Now, other than you sitting here rolling up your window and kind of aggressively talking to the cop or giving him and talking back to him, you know, giving him smart mouth and all that shit, you were fine. But if we're being, if we're having a little petty or nut set contest with the cops, who do you think is going to win that at the end of the day? Especially if we're a black man having a nut set contest with the white man, rolling up our windows and telling the cop, don't bang on my window like that, right? See, I think we forget sometimes the rules don't apply to the black men like they apply to the white man. I just seen a video. Cop rolled up on a white man, knocked on his door the same way. White man didn't get tased. White man didn't get pushed down. White man didn't get his knee almost blow out and all that good shit. None of that. Same traffic stop, none of that shit. The white man who got pulled over is actually cussing out the white officer. And the white officer is trying to calm the man down. See, this is what I'm saying. These are conversations that we have to have. See, Tyreek Hill, to me, there's ways and things, and there are always ways to handle things. I'm learning, still learning how to do that, but in that situation, you gotta know, yo, let me just get this ticket and get the fuck out of here. Because any type of aggressiveness on my part, even if it looks aggressive, even if I'm not being aggressive, but it is perceived as such, they're going to find a reason. I'll give y'all another example. I went to Detroit with my lady last year visiting my grandma for Christmas. We're in Dearborn. Okay. Now, if you know anything about Dearborn, Michigan is a very Arabic community. And shout out to all my Arabic brothers and sisters out there. However, some are very prejudiced and racist towards black folks. That's not a hate. That's just a fact. Where we were staying, definitely very Arabic populated community. So we stayed in an Airbnb. We're outside warming up our car. It's freezing, right? Police roll up to my car, to the car that we had at the time. And they're like, they roll down the window. And I roll down the window. And I look at them and I say, is everything okay, officer? Because I'm like, we're in the car trying to warm the fuck up, y'all. We're trying to warm the fuck up, right? And we've been in the car for about like 5 minutes just trying to warm this car the fuck up, right? And it takes a minute, of course. This is Michigan weather. You understand what I'm saying? He rolls up and he's like, yeah, we got a call that y'all been sitting in the car. What?
Trash!
You got a call that we were sitting in our car? And what were we going to do with our car, right? Okay, so, again, my girl is from the Bronx. I feel her heat ready to unleash on the fucking car. I feel it. I tap her gently on her leg, and I handle the situation. Because I know in my heart of hearts, I wanted to cuss out the cop too. But I handled it as such in saying, well, what do you mean? We're here just trying to warm up our car. Is that a crime? Once I said it like that, he was like, no. It's all good. It's all good. No, they just got a call. I'm sorry for disturbing y'all. Blah, 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 blah. And left. Because it was embarrassing. From the moment he rolled up to the time he left, it was just dumb and embarrassing. And I said, I told my girl, I said, I know you wanted to go off. Hell, I even wanted to go off. But in that moment, I got to think about you and myself. Because we're two black people in a neighborhood that ain't black. That's primarily white and Arabic. And they're calling the cops on us just for sitting in the fucking car. Just for sitting in the fucking car, trying to warm the car up. So this is what I'm saying. If they're going to call for us just sitting in the car while black, do you not think that they're going to find any little type of aggressiveness that you're giving to them? And let's be honest, Tyree gave them aggressiveness. So that led to my man's being aggressive. Now, the other cop that came over was doing too much. He need his job. He need to be gone. Right? They put him on administrative duty or some shit like that. Whatever. He need to be gone. Because all of that shit is just ridiculous. If it's for a traffic stop, pull me over for a traffic stop. That's it. Give me my ticket and be on my way. But low key, in my heart of hearts, them niggas bet that Miami wasn't gonna win that game. Real talk. They wanted Tyreek Hill to miss that game. Nigga, we in the age of betting legally. Hell yeah, people want to sit here and not have Tyreek playing that game. Fuck is you talking about? People probably had mad bread on that game, bro. I'm always of the assumption that you have bread on that game. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no way. There's no way. So, yes, Tyreek was a little aggressive towards the cops, and that may have been a provoker. But at the end of the day, the cops should have just gave him that ticket and been on his merry motherfucking way. That's it. That's it. Because if that was a white Tyreek Hill would have been on his motherfucking way, and that's a fact. I don't want to hear it from nobody else. That's a fact. And we'll leave it there. Let's talk about Dallas real quick. The Dallas Cowboys. I just wanted to briefly talk about them and they latest game that they just had against the Saints, because I was not expecting. Now, I didn't watch the game in its entirety, but I did watch the highlights. My God. I didn't, you know, sometimes you don't expect, like, you know, like, here's the thing. Detroit, y'all know Detroit's my team. The Lions, we lost to Tampa. Tampa is a really good team. Shout out to Tampa Bay. We saw them in the playoffs last year. They took us to the brink. Baker is good. That team is good. You understand what I'm saying? We had a little, you know, we still got some things to fix. We'll be better. Here's the thing. And there was a lot of, there's still a lot of good teams, great teams that are losing throughout the, you know, it's week two, right? Cool. But here's my thing. Dallas, you're America's team. Or at least that is what the people say. Okay. You're America's team. And I would never have thought that America's team would lose on their home floor like that to the Saints. 44-19.
Trash!
I'm going to say that again. 44-19 with Dallas having a 16-1-6, not one game, not six games, 1-6, 16-game home game winning streak. Now, if you would have lost by, again, if you would have lost by four, if you would have lost by 3-2, maybe even a touchdown, hell, maybe even two, I wouldn't be mad. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody would be mad at you. It's how you lose, right? Not only did you lose, you let damn near the run game beat your ass. Alvin Kamara, who is quintessentially one of the best backs in football, has been for a long time, ran it down their throats with four touchdowns and 133 damn near, what is it, rushing yards or some shit like that? Derek Carr going for like 250, 260 and some touchdowns. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 Dallas, hold the hell on. You, Dallas, wait a minute, hold up. Y'all didn't let, no, y'all didn't let New Orleans come up in here and do that. Not on week two, not on your home opener. Not on your home opener. No, no. I was like 44-19. Damn. Out of all the games that I seen what the scores looked like, that was the one that shocked me the most. One, I didn't expect New Orleans to win. Two, I didn't expect Dallas to lose. And three, if I did have expectations of them losing or even a fragment of it, it wasn't losing by that much. This is a home game. And if you're losing, it's coming down to like mistakes and wire type situations. You understand what I'm saying? And it's basically saying who wanted more, which team wants it more at the end of the day. No, this was just a thrashing. Touchdowns of 80 yards, three touchdowns of 70 yards, touchdown of 20 yards, touchdown of 69 yards. How are you letting the – what? Dallas, what's going on? You can't let that happen, not at your stadium. Not when – not – no, 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 no. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. I was like, wait a minute. Are we serious right now? No. I looked at that score. I looked at that score. I said, refresh. I had to refresh real quick. I'm like, wait, that score ain't right. I had to refresh. I said, oh nope, nope, nope. It's 49. It's 44-19. That is not hacked. Okay, that score did not get hacked. You feel what I'm saying? Dallas would be fine. The score just fucked me up. I didn't think they were going to lose like that. Again, there's a way you lose and how to lose. Detroit lost, but Aiden Hutchinson had like six sacks. So, like, there's things, there's positive things there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we, again, we didn't lose by like a touchdown. We lost by like 3 or 4 points. You understand what I'm saying? An L is an L, but it also is how you lose. Are there some spots in there that you can fix? Of course there are, but what are some great takeaways from the game? Like, ah, we let this get one by, but we going to get him next time type shit. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all let the Saints run up in your house and drop 44 points on y'all, bro. And it felt like they did it off of effortlessness. I didn't even say that right. Effortlessness. Like, come on. It was just effortless. Come on. You just can't let people come into your building like that.
Trash!
Can't do that, man. You just can't allow that. You know what I'm saying? That's some craziness. You know, that's got to get it together. You know? Got to work it out. Work it out. You know? Work it out now. You know what I'm saying? Because, wow. Nuts. All right. So, let's get into... what I really want to discuss, real talk, I really want to talk about Tua Tagovailoa really quick. Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback for Minnesota Vikings, the Miami Dolphins, right? And he recently just had one of the worst injuries that you can have as a football player, whether it's defense, offense, special teams, whatever, and that's a concussion. Now, to even make it a little bit more heavy, this is not his first nor second NFL concussion. This is his third. And at the tender age, grown man age of 26, I fear for Tua. I think Tua is a great player. I think he's a great quarterback. But I think a conversation needs to be had. Now, I'm not going to be like a lot of these sports media guys and media guys who's telling Tua to retire, because I just seen that Tua said that he has no plans, or allegedly he said that he has no plans of retiring. And I get that. As a competitor of the game, I get that. You feel what I'm saying? He doesn't want to retire. He loves the game. He's really good at playing the game. But, Tua, you got to learn how to slide. That's first of all. Because in that moment, DeMar, and that was DeMar Hamlin who hit you. You feel what I'm saying? That was DeMar Hamlin. We got a call. What's up, baby? I'm on the show. What's happening? Hello? Yes, I'm on the show. What's going on? Yeah, you said what? All right, baby. So, DeMar Hamlin hit him. And when DeMar Hamlin hit him, it didn't seem like a big hit, or it didn't look like a big hit, but hard hit nonetheless. You got to learn how to slide, bro, especially when you know you had already two concussions and you're concussioned prone, in a sense. He's out on concussion protocol. All the reports started to come, and he should retire this, he should retire that, da, 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 da. And one of the things that we saw was that if he is to retire, then, you know, he would get about $124 million. That's about half his contract. Again, I don't think he wants to retire. Do I believe he should retire? That's not my place to say, honestly. I know that's not the answer probably people want to hear, but it's not my place to say. I want to look out for people's health, especially at 26. You're not even 30 yet. And as a 30-year-old, I want to see you make it to this age. You feel what I'm saying? And beyond. But it gets scary. You know, you got to think about your family. You got to think about your friends. You got to think about yourself. You got to think about your health. You feel me? Think about your body. Think about your longevity. I think the conversation, and again, Tua, this is a decision that you have to make. What I don't like is a lot of these people trying to tell Tua what to do, kind of through the lens of media. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm not trying to tell him what to do, but I just think he should. No, you could stop. Stop. I love what Ryan Clark said. Ryan Clark was probably the most objective person who said something about it. All the women in sports were like, oh, my God, he should retire. All the men in sports who didn't play, or all the men in media who didn't play sports like myself is talking about, oh, my God, he should retire. I'm listening to the media members who played in the damn league. And damn near half to most of them have said, listen, this is a ravishing injury. This is his third concussion. I'm not going to tell him what to do. But if it was me, no, I would not retire. Because that's the competitor in me. Point blank, simple, period. Again, that is a conversation he has to have with his family, his wife, his mom, his dad, his friends, people that's closest to him. Those are conversations that he has to have. But what I want to say to Tua is protect your health, my brother. I'm glad you got your bag. I'm glad you got your money. But protect your health, my brother. You are 26 years of age, and this is your third concussion in the NFL. Let me just say that, in the NFL. I believe he had a few in college. So this might be your fifth overall concussion within the last, what, maybe 8 to 10 years? You have to take that into a fact. You have to take that into play. I know you want to still play, my boy. I know you want to still play. And I guarantee you that I believe that he will play again. But you have to have more common sense about your body. When you are in those situations, slide, slide for real, slide. The one thing that every prototypical quarterback, like a fucking Peyton Manning and a Drew Brees and a fucking Tom Brady, even though most of them were slow mojos, every time they ran, they slid. They ain't go head first like Cam. Cam was a beast. He could go head for. He got the muscle and the mass to do all that shit. You're not Cam Newton, bro. And you have to understand that. Your body may be a little bit more fragile than most. That's okay. How can I play with this quote unquote deficiency? I believe everybody has a deficiency that they have to go, you know, that they have to work through. How do you let that not stop you in your most happiest place, which is the football field? And it's just making sure you're using common sense. Slide. Every person that I've heard who has a football mind smarter than mine, slide. He should have slid. So, Tua, I want to see you back on the field, but I also want your health to be the number one priority right now. You being the number one priority, making sure that you're good, making sure that your brain from the Ruta to the Tuta is good, my boy. All right? We believe in you and we love you, my dog. Message of the week this week. All I want to tell you guys is to keep striving, keep going, keep pushing, keep surviving, man. I know that... Again, life is life, and life is kicking ass. Everybody I talk to, everybody asks me how's it going. I'm very transparent with them. Life is kicking my ass right now. Fresh ass kicking too. Mayweather ass kicking. You feel me? But we still pushing. So whether you are getting the Mayweather ass kicking, the Joe Frazier ass kicking, the Conor McGregor ass kicking, it don't matter which ass kicking you're getting, keep pushing. Because life gonna throw them bowls. Got to throw them right back and keep pushing. Whether you got to crawl to walk, walk to run, you know, walk to sprint, sprint to run, maybe fall a little bit and then get up and do it again. You got to keep moving. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep striving and keep thriving. I love y'all. All right. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. I will see y'all on the next one. Again, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms except for TikTok, of course, Epic Echo Pro or Epic Echo Productions on YouTube. All right, subscribe to our YouTube channel there. Again, Patreon, $3 a month, 7-day free trial, and we give you about 20% off on your first month. All right, so come in there for exclusive content from the Opinionated Brothers, R&B and Chill, Black Men Win, and Black Hockey. We love y'all. We thank y'all. Thank you so much for all your support for Epic Echo Productions, this podcast, and others. And this has been another one. Stay breezy, and we'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.